down deep inside of you is a dream. And every now and then that dream floats to the surface of your conscious mind. And when it does, you quickly push it out and you say, I can't do that. Now the truth is you can, you just don't know how. And if you can get that straight in your mind, I'm going to tell you, you busted out. Now Vernon Howard one time pointed out in a magnificent book, Mystic Path to Cosmic Power, you cannot escape from a prison if you don't know you're in one. You cannot escape from a prison if you don't know you're in one. Well, I think we're all in one to some degree. But that dream you've got that comes to your mind, I would suggest you look at it real carefully. I was given a cassette tape by a gentleman in a seminar that we were conducting a couple of years ago, and it was a copy of a speech made by a minister out of Minneapolis. And there were a couple of lines in that tape that were absolutely incredible. He said the saddest thing when he's officiating at a funeral is not the death of the body, but the death of all the dreams. It's that house you were going to build and never built. Maybe that car you were going to get, never got. That trip you were going to take and never took. The business you were going to start and build, but never did. Well, the saddest thing is not the death of the body, but it is the death of all the dreams. We've got to do what's inside of us. Let's not go to the grave with the music still in us. Now, as we go through this seminar, John's coming on in a minute to lead you through the part about proper use of the seminar. But as we go through it, understand this. If you do not direct all of the information you're going to hear towards a specific end, the information will probably be rendered useless. So what I would suggest you do, as John's coming up here, just jot down in shorthand, in your book, anywhere on a blank space, that's something that you want. And look at the quote through the bottom of page 2. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, do the thing and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Do the thing and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Don't wait. Start right now whether you're ready or not. Just say, I'm going after it. I'm going to get it. And your present circumstance has got nothing to do with where you're going. Later on in the book here, you're going to find that there's a quote by a magnificent author. He said, your circumstances may be uncongenial right now, but they will not long remain so if you perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. Now think of that. You may not have much money. Your social life may be in a bit of a chaotic state. Maybe your business isn't going the way you'd really want it to go. He said, your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they will not long remain so if you perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. Now flip over to the next page, and I'm going to invite John back on to lead you through how to get the proper use out of this program. And I don't suppose there's a better guy that I know to be able to do that, because I watched John start, and there's a story of him in Born Rich. I watched John start from ground zero and just keep making headway. John Canary learned how to use the ideas in this program so well that he's a very competent teacher of the ideas today.
What I left the seminar with was a desire to want to know more. There was something about it that stimulated a desire within me of all the things I ever wanted to do, but no one ever told me that I could do it. And I believe when I walked away from there, I felt very comfortable, at least with the idea that, hey, there is something about me that if I learned to use it properly, that I could actually go out and achieve it. Even though I didn't know how, I believe that that was the starting point. So that was the beginning for me and what I got most out of that particular seminar. I believe where we went from there is at that time there was only perhaps a half day to a 1 day seminar, and it was structured around the Earl Nightingale material, of course, and it wasn't as, I guess you could say, as prolific as it is today, although it was as energetic as it was today, you know, and probably even more so. But today there seems to be a smoother flow, a more structured presentation, a more organized presentation in a way that an individual can actually take it and use a step-by-step, methodical approach to actually working with their creative process. At that time, it was more of, you know, why not take a look at yourself and try to recognize that there's potential within you, and that if you set a goal, which I did at that time, and sitting in the front row of the seminar just about that time, I took something called a goal card, which it wasn't as beautiful as it is today. It wasn't as organized or arranged as it is today. But that was back in around 1970, 71, in that period of time. And I remember Bob mentioning, if you take a card, write something on it that you want to do. And if you read it every day and do the best you can,